Representative Brooks faces a 30-count federal indictment which alleges he siphoned money from two charities he led for his personal expenses. Deal says the panel is called for in the Georgia Constitution and will include one state representative, a state senator, and Attorney General Sam Olens.
I want people who are going to be open-minded, who are going to be fair, and as much as possible remove political considerations from their decision.
If suspended, Brooks would not be allowed to vote in the General Assembly. However, Deal says the panel has no power to remove Brooks from office.
It is not as large in magnitude as if it were going to be a permanent replacement. That is not the choice that they make.
Deal says Brooks would still receive his salary and benefits and there would be no special election. Brooks' attorney, former Governor Roy Barnes, says the representative hasn't broken any laws and only had bad bookkeeping. At a press conference last month, Brooks said he was being targeted for his work on solving a decades-old lynching case at Moores Ford Bridge. For WABE News, I'm Ellie Yu.